Hey, thanks for stopping by, Lori and Company, to listen to the show today. I appreciate your time and I will try to make it interesting for you. I wanted to go a little bit into what I've mentioned in some previous episodes, what I call natural essentials. As you know, there's a lot of places where you can buy your products that you are using in your home. But a lot of the products that you're using in your home aren't really all that safe. And a lot of them are using very cheap, inexpensive bases in them, as well as chemicals. I happen to have very sensitive skin, as do my kids and my husband and my sister, my twin. So I've spent a lot of time looking into this subject. And I do believe that I've found a really great solution. But the honest truth is that you're not going to know about it unless you hear about this company from someone like me. It's not advertised on TV, and it's not advertised really even in, you might see it a bit on websites, but it's not that well known. Mainly because they wanted to have their business model be that people would hear about the products and try them and then become lifelong customers to retain customers. But more than that, it is a way to help small businesses, entrepreneurs, so that they could have getting referrals from. And also, to be frank, a lot of people don't want to talk about it because they want to make a connection and then have a person become part of their team so that they get the credit for that person being in their team. And I completely understand that. And I also think it makes it very awkward because most people, I think, if you were told by a friend, "I really love this lipstick that makes your lips look plumper and it's not using any chemicals and it makes your lips plump and makes them, better looking and plus moisturizes them," they might go, "Oh, I'll try that." But they might not go to the effort of finding out more about the product line and say, "Oh, they have other products that I go, oh, wow, look at that." So it's a very, how can I explain it? It's very, I think, a slow process unless you are using it, going and talking to a whole group at one time. And I'm actually going to be doing that, but that's also awkward because when you have a captive audience, you've got to get them while they're there to go ahead and enroll as a member. And I mean, it's not a difficult process. If you don't like it, you can quit anytime you want. And as I said earlier, right now you can join for $1. Normally it's $19 a year to be a member, and it gets the preferred pricing and all the member benefits. So it's not like it's you're putting out a huge commitment to be able to enjoy the products and be a member and all the benefits that come with that. But it's getting someone to actually listen, I guess is what I'm trying to say, is the hard part. And even in my own family, I've seen it with our daughter especially. She spends so much money on different products and tries them, and sometimes she's happy, sometimes she's not. I think what I have found over the years with the products is that they are very effective and they're affordable, and I like that they're natural, and I especially like that they are eco-friendly. And what does that mean? It means that the packaging is not excessive, and so you end up reducing the global carbon footprint, as they say. I mean, here you have people, movie stars like Leo, what's his name? Jeez, the guy, the actor, his name's gone right out of my head. It's getting old. DiCaprio. He flies around on jets and he talks about, you know, global warming and reducing your global footprint. You're like, what a hypocrite. Okay, so this is for people that are actually not just talkers, that they're actually doers. They want to support an American-based company that sells internationally, but it's here in America. They want to have products that have proven the test of time, that they are unique and they are special. A lot of them are patented. They want to have the convenience of having it sent to their home so that they don't have to go out looking for it, shopping for it, spending the time and the gas to do it. I mean, also, frankly, every time you go out with all the crazy drivers from other that shouldn't be on the road that aren't even insured, especially in California, you're taking a gamble on having an accident because they drive so badly. So I don't miss running out to the store, that's for sure. And this is also for people who want to build a business if they want to go that way. So in a lot of ways, it's a win-win, and I really want to tell you about it in person or on a phone chat. I'll go over a few of the things just to make it so you don't feel like you're going blind. So it's, I mean, everything from fitness to nutritional products to supplements to what some people call nutraceuticals. They have coffee and vitamins and first aid and stuff that you would have in your medicine cabinet. They have very special products that have essential oils and other oils that are unique and have healing properties that are, you know, proven to be effective. They even have cosmetics and household cleanser, cleaning products, and, you know, everything you use in your bathtub, to your kitchen floor, to your hardwood floors, to your getting spots out of their laundry, all those things that you're using and buying right now. And they have fantastic skincare and hair, like salon quality hair products. I say that because I have spent buying different products. And I also am very guilty of doing what I would call impulse buying, where I'm out, say like at TJ Maxx, and I see something, oh, let's get that and try that one. My husband's big pet peeve is that there's always all these different bottles of shampoo and conditioner around. And, you know, for me, I have, on the East Coast where there's a lot more humidity, I have very curly, wavy hair. But out here in California, I have frizzy, dry-looking hair because, well, part of it is that I'm getting older, but part of it is that there's not a lot of humidity. And so curly hair usually can end up looking like a haystack. You're not using the right products. And I've spent a small fortune on different hair products as well. So I like that I have this. I don't have to keep trying products and trying this and that. I know what works and I know why it works. And it's, they lay it all out so that you can be confident about what you're buying. Like, for example, talking about the hair stuff for a moment. They have different ones for different situations. So if you have fine, straight hair, they have a product for that that has clinically been tested to improve the hair volume by 44% and strengthen and boost the roots, improves manageability and shine. And the key ingredient is rice protein and amaranth, and also olive oil, almond oil, silk protein. So it helps with in the conditioner to make your hair look better. They have another one that is for people who color their hair, and that's helpful because it helps, you know, make it that your color doesn't fade and protects from UV rays, also free radicals, which is a big problem here because the sun's very intense, and also in Florida. And that's moisture and shine, and it has sunflower seed extract and Kiona amino acid blend, and then the conditioner has argan oil and coconut oil, shea butter, fava oil, and biobib extract. And then why does that matter? Well, because some of the products, have ingredients in them that they are cultivating and curating from different parts of the world. So that also helps those economies in those parts of the world. And that's a really noble effort. Instead of just saying, well, the heck with you, like they can make an order for the say the argan oil, and help a country that's struggling and help their economy. So this is like a bigger picture type of company, and that's one of the reasons why I was attracted to it all those years ago, like in the late 1990s. So I thought, oh my gosh, they're actually doing something about this situation that the world is in, instead of just talking about it like movie stars tend to. And you have movie stars out there talking about, putting what they call vampire facials with, placenta, blood. Another, Sandra Bullock was on Ellen DeGeneres show recently. It's DeGeneres, but I call her DeGenerate because of what I know about her. Sandra Bullock is on Ellen's show talking about using fetal foreskin, baby foreskin, as a product that she puts on her face. So where do you think that fetal foreskin is coming from, Sandra Bullock? Where do you think that's coming from? So you're saying that at the time of birth that, some doctor is putting aside the foreskin of a baby and saying, I guess I can sell that later for this beauty product that has, stem cells and fetal foreskin in it. No, okay, that's not what's going on. This is from aborted babies. And, they are using aborted babies for skincare products. Okay, that's why I don't want anything to do with what's on the market. I want to use the company that I'm with because I know that they're ethical and they're moral and they care about their immortal soul and they care about children and they care about using products that have been clinically proven and tested. So you're invited to experience an innovative, affordable line of eco-friendly products developed especially for health-centered consumers that's shipped directly to you and is biodegradable with derived from nature ingredients. As a customer, you earn loyalty rewards and incentives, and they also have powerful and effective concentrated cleaners that use less packaging and are cost-effective as well as eco-friendly. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that without changing anything that you're already doing right now, except for where you shop, you could be supporting a patriotic U.S. company that has like over 400 products that are special and unique, and as I said, many are patented. But on top of it, they're using high-quality ingredients, and they're not putting in dangerous chemicals or fillers or stuff that you don't need. And I appreciate that because of my sensitive skin. And for all the people out there that love makeup, I mean, they have a fantastic beauty line that is geared towards different skin types. I mean, a lot of people, in their life have bought Mary Kay or they bought Avon or whatever. Well, this company has, fantastic natural products, nature-derived products that do everything from moisturizing to controlling oil to helping older skin look better, vitamin C line, honey and rose line, charcoal and flower skin refining. Sadly, they have a set for men as well, because men aren't usually big on doing a lot of different steps. They have it, very simple, a five-piece set. And one of the things that I got excited about was the skincare for young people who are, struggling with skin issues. you've got a couple of teenagers in your house and they are asking, Mom, I want to try this, I want to try. There's a lot of different companies out there selling kits for a lot of money. Okay, this company sells a special kit that is, I think it's five pieces to it, and it's only $20. And you can have it that each kid would be able to have their own set without going broke. And it's effective because it has a special oil in it that is derived from a source that is known for its healing and soothing properties, and it has salicylic acid and all the other things you already know about that help irritate its skin. And that's why it's effective and it works, because they're actually putting their money into research and coming up with new products that have been looked into, instead of putting it into advertising. And everyone knows advertising is very expensive. So in their experience, in their numbers prove it, because when I started with them, they were, a couple million a year company. Now they're nearly $2 billion a year with a B like boy. They've got their loyal customers, but they also reward you for being a customer, and they also keep coming up with new products that they've spent the time on developing and sort of putting it into advertising. So it's considered direct marketing. It's not considered multi-level marketing. It's considered direct marketing. And you know about it because I'm talking about it, but you're not going to see it in a magazine. You're not going to see it on TV. And it's not just because they're trying to be, mysterious. It's because they would rather have someone like me work at getting you as a customer and that you stay a customer, because then they are able to plan ahead. One of the things that helps them to plan ahead is by making a commitment that you're going to spend your money with them each month, instead of scattering it around at, Ross and TJ Maxx and, Walmart and Target and Amazon, that you're going to put your money towards their product line, because that helps them to plan ahead and to make the purchases for the raw materials, et cetera. So it's kind of like a symbiotic relationship, because they keep delivering and when you keep being a customer. So that's where the loyalty part comes in. And they have products that are bundled together, whether it's the beauty sets or the home essentials, I guess what you call it. They have, fitness. They have a product that has a special patented way of delivering the ingredients so that it doesn't just get washed down the toilet, that it actually stays with you. And they've been able to document it. And, they have the researchers from around the world and the country that have put effort into being able to prove that their products are unique. And everything from like tinted beauty cream to foundations, eyeshadows, foundation that goes from cream to powder. I mean, whatever it is that you like, they've got it. But you can also feel confident about using it, because unlike when you go into the department stores and pay a fortune for, Mac or whatever it is that you normally buy, Philosophy, or there's so many different companies out there selling stuff, that this is, really does what it says it does, and that you can be confident in buying it. And you're not going to pay a fortune as a member. You get like 30, 40% break on the price. And so I particularly like that, because I'm very careful with money. And, that's one of the other benefits, is because they've made these partnerships with other retailers, all the stuff that you're normally buying now already, whether it be at hotels.com, like when you shop for lodging, if you're traveling, you get a rebate back to your account, or you're going to buy a birthday present or an anniversary present, you can use the retailer that they have the affiliation with, and you can get a rebate back to your account to go shopping with. So it's really, really special. And I would like you to try it, even if it's just for a while, just to try it out, because it will make a difference in this upcoming election. This upcoming election is very important for how our country is going to go. And if we can make it that the corporations can stop funding the Democrat Party with the money that you're giving them by the things that you buy through them, we can make a big difference. And, you know, instead of buying the stuff for your medicine cabinet, you know, from the Rite Aid store, you get it from this company. Instead of buying your health and fitness products, your protein shakes and your snack bars and protein bars, you know, they even have coffee and popcorn. I mean, it's not like you have to change or buy stuff that you don't normally buy. You just are buying it from a different source, a different company. And this company, as I said, has been around since 1984, and a lot of products are patented for a reason. They actually work. And they're a BBB rated company. And what I also like about it, if you want to do it as a business, which, you know, it's quite possible, because if someone tries what you're talking about and they like it, they're going to become a customer. Well, they would go, like what they say, under you, meaning that they'd be in your team. And then when they shop, a percentage of what they are buying gets given to you as a thank you from the company, because you're bringing a customer to them without them having to go and procure that customer. And so therefore they reward you directly. So it's a really win-win situation. So you get rewarded for your shopping, you earn monthly coupons, you reduce your trips to the store. New customers also get an additional discount on like bundled products, like up 35%. You can get free shipping if you spend a little bit more. And you save time and gas. So I would hope that you book an appointment to look at the overview, because I think you're going to be like, wow, I wish I knew about this sooner. Now, I will say that if you have a big family, or, you know, two bathrooms, or like kids that are going through a lot of makeup and a lot of a way that you can stretch your budget, because you like out of one concentrated bottle of household cleaner, stuff for the bath, for example, it makes like, I think, three bottles. So you spend the money, but you don't have to keep going back out for it, because you can just make a new bottle of it, just add some water and voila. So then they also have incentive with the retailers where some of them are giving major loyalty rewards to these other retailers that they've partnered with, so that, you know, you end up saving a lot more money that way. And then they also have it that if you use their credit card, the company's credit card that they promote, that you get a rebate of whatever you're spending on your regular stuff. So there's all kinds of ways to stretch your budget, and it makes perfect sense. I'm going to be putting up an overview on my website, laurabella.com. And I'm putting it up because I want you to, if you're going to spend your time, you know, looking at the overview and making a decision about whether to enroll, as I said, right now you can enroll for $1. It's like not like a life-changing, costly decision. There's other reasons why you could want to be in my group, and one of them is because of the access to the marketing materials that I have put out, but also that you can, in your own area, work at getting new customers by being on the show. So like, I'm out here in California, so if you end up being a person that's, say, in Kentucky, you come on the show and you say, I'm looking for, you know, new reps for joining my team. And, you know, my team is called this. And, you know, please, we're going to be having a meeting about it. Yeah, so you could get more exposure, but also that you would have a platform to talk about, you know, the products that you like and why you like them. And one of the products that I found that I am very happy with is the fat burning product. It's stimulant free and it helps reduce cravings and it helps me to not be snacking. And that's like my big downfall is not having snacks, which usually have a lot of salt in them. And, you know, it keeps you retaining weight. Also, just as a side note, I'm pretty sure that caffeine is usually a no-no, like on Weight Watchers, for example. So their coffee that they sell, very mellow, very smooth, very nice, not bitter. And they have from different parts of the world, they get fair trade on their coffee, and that helps those local economies in different parts of the world. And they have a decaffeinated variety as well. So, and they have also very unusual supplements that have been proven to work. And, you know, why is that important? Because you could think you're taking all these things and they're not having any effect. And part of it is that it's a delivery process. So they have come up with a patented way of making the cells absorb it and then getting rid of free radicals. And it's really fascinating. And that's the other thing I didn't mention with this company is that they have it that you can, you don't really need to have a, like you are independent. You don't have to have a boss. They have the training videos. They have the product information. They have fantastic sales aids and marketing materials that are very reasonable, you know, like a dollar for, you know, a thick catalog. And they have it all online that you can just have the person enroll themselves. So it's not like you're keeping anyone's personal information or their social security number or anything like that. It's very, very tech savvy, but it's also that it, you're not going to be trying to reinvent the wheel. It's done for you already. And that's such a huge thing because of the businesses that I've had, you're trying to find new customers. You're trying to go out and meet with people. You know, it's doing like when I was young, I would work for a company and you did like home parties in people's homes and you would show the products and say, hey, you know, okay, you know, the hostess is hoping to get this and that. So, you know, make sure you order tonight. And all. And you know, you're really spending a lot of time preparing those, you know, words. And then I would spend hours inputting the orders from those home parties. It was a home decor company I was an independent rep for briefly. So you're spending hours putting in those orders and processing them and delivering them. You know, it's really like was not very pleasant, not very lucrative or productive. This is a company that, yeah, you build your team and it's hard and you meet with them and you try to, you know, show them and train them. You want them to be educated. You want to be able to talk about the product line. Like my sister, for example, just recently discovered that she had elevated cholesterol. Well, this company has a product for that to help with cholesterol, has a product for helping with blood pressure, has a product that is helpful for people with psoriasis and eczema, another product that is good for healing if you have wounds. It's not like it's they're selling products that you don't need. It's products that are, you know, useful and that you already are buying. They even have like wipes for babies and shampoos and stuff for babies that you don't have to worry about them having, you know, basically a chemical bath. only thing I would say, I hope that they start selling formula because that's the other thing that's going on right now. Just a formula problem, because I think it was one or two makers of formula had reported some mold in their formulas, in the machinery, or some issue that made them pull the batch, and that made the supply of baby formula be scarce, and that caused a panic, made it so that mothers were worried about how they were going to take care of their babies. Well, if you already have protein powder, which is, full of vitamins and other ingredients that are protein that are effective, and it seems to me that you could alter and adjust the formula, protein formulas, protein shakes, make it so that you can make it into baby formula. But you can't do that, or this company can't do that, at least not right now, because there's so many rules and regulations put on by the EPA. And I don't know whether you know it, but the EPA was just told that they can't make law. They are a non-elected government organization that is supposed to be a guide, not a lawmaker. And they were just told to knock it off. For all you people that are, tired of spending $7 on gas out here in California, $6, $7, don't blame the oil companies. It's the state of California that has so many taxes on it, and all these hands in the pot trying to get a piece of it, of every tank, every gallon of oil gas that comes in, that has shot up the pricing. It's not the oil companies' fault. They spend a lot of money in finding the oil, extracting the oil, processing the oil, getting the oil to the different locations, the refineries, and to the distribution hubs, and then finally getting it to the gas stations. But, their markup is not that much. It's the states that put all these taxes on it that make the price of gas expensive. So if you want to get mad about the price of gas, look at Joe Biden. It has nothing to do with the Ukraine crisis that he created, because the pricing of gas is going up before that happened. And if you want to get down to brass tacks, Joe Biden has made it that it's more important for him, his administration, his regime, to send tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine while people here are not able to pay their bills, can't afford the electric, can't afford the water, can't afford the gas, and are losing their homes. So, how about we put Americans first? Is that such a radical idea to actually look out for Americans' best interests? Why are we bringing in other nations' people so that they can turn America into the same messed up place that they left? Okay, they're not here to make America better. They're here to take whatever they can get and turn it into the wrecked up country that's run by gang organizations and mafia that they have just left. I mean, I've often said that to me it makes more sense for America to annex Mexico than for us to try to keep taking in their people and letting America become a corrupt country like Venezuela, Argentina, Mexico, South America, all the rest of them. So anyway, that's Cuba. So, I really think that this is a good solution that helps an American manufacturer, and that also has customers all over the world, including, the Netherlands and, pretty much every country out there except the smaller ones and the ones that have shipment issues, put it that way. So anyway, I really think that you'll enjoy the video I'm going to put up. As I said, it's only $1 to join right now. And your membership at, Costco and other places is much more than that. And they're not giving you discounts and rebates and reward dollars from retailers. But this company is. And so it's just for that alone, it's a, to me, a no-brainer. But my bigger incentive is that we can basically disable the ability of these corporations to buy elections, because they are taking your money that you spend with them, and then they're turning around and giving it to the Democrat Party. Because apparently they don't think they pay enough taxes, and apparently they don't think there's, that they don't have any problem with crooks and perverts running the country. And that's what the Democrat Party is now. It wasn't always that way, but that's what it is now. And there's a lot of bad people on the Republican Party too. I mean, I think the solution is libertarian personally, but that's not going to happen for a long time, because we only are allowed to have two parties in America. So they pretend that they are, having choices and all that. It's choices. If you aren't voting Democrat or Republican, then you're not going to have any say in the elections. But then again, those two parties are pretty much the same party anymore. They both are corrupt, and they both are incapable of doing anything and they won't ever vote to have term limits, because that would mean that they don't have a cushy job for life. And, so whatever, I don't mean to get off on that, but, one way that we can at least affect if we can affect the ability of these corporations that have a lot of smaller companies under them, they take over them. You think you're buying from a small mom and pop company, and it's been sucked into these corporations. And one of them is Johnson & Johnson, and there's a lot of other ones that are Procter & Gamble, and they control most of the market. So it's very hard for smaller companies to succeed. That's partly why when you go to discount stores like Marshall's and Ross and TJ Maxx, why you see a lot of products that for some reason have been discounted and they end up at these stores, it's because they couldn't compete for the shelf. I mean, this company that I'm with, they don't spend money on shipping their stuff to all these different department stores and having it sit there. They make it and they ship it out to the customer. I mean, what a concept, what a great way of doing business, where you don't have a lot of markup, because you basically eliminate the middle person. So in case you haven't figured it out, usually when you buy something, it's marked up. A good example of this is Mary Kay. Most of the products Mary Kay would offer had a huge markup margin. That's so that consultants can make a good commission. But once people find out that their Mary Kay lady is making 20%, 30%, 40%, 50% profit on whatever they buy from them, it kind of puts a damper on it. This makes it so that you are getting your discount directly. You pay the same amount as I'm paying. It's not that I'm getting anything off of you. It's that the company is giving me a percentage of what you order as a thank you to me for bringing them a customer. So I like that. I don't like the idea of being parasitic. It's more that I'm getting customers for them, and the company pays me from their profit a commission getting a customer for them. And so it's really a great way too for you, if you wanted to have a business, to do it as a business, because the heavy lifting part is done for you with the marketing materials and the training and the educational part of it. And I think it was Trump that changed the law that you could make up to $600 a year without having to do like a 1099 form. So think about how you could use $500 or $600. It could send your kid to camp. You could go on vacation. You could maybe buy some new furniture. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to have a small business, even if it's just for the write-off. So I hope that you will contact me at InCircle, at clubmember.org, or you can call the phone number that's on my website. And I want to talk to you about it. It's, you know, I feel like I've got something really great, and you know, it's just a matter of getting the information out there to people. And the reason I don't talk about what the company is because the whole idea of having it as business is that you build up your team, your customer base. I mean, there's people who have thousands of customers that they have, you know, recruited, for lack of a better word. And so they are every month a commission from the company for those customers that they have found and, you know, acquired as customers. So it's a little different than what you might be used to, but it's also, you know, why they have been a successful company that's a BBB member and around since 85. And I think I got involved in the 90s, and I stepped away, to be frank, because I'm doing it as a business because I was getting, I wanted to have, you know, paid holidays and the benefits of a regular job. But that's the other thing too, they also have some great sources for insurance. So, you know, it's really worth considering it, especially when you don't have to deliver products or go to people's homes and make presentations like I did. And even when I was a realtor, you know, I would spend time trying to get a customer to sign with me, to list their house with me. And, you know, it's not an easy task. You think, you know, they have lots of people competing for their, you know, choosing them as a realtor. And, you know, right now with real estate the way it is, frankly, the realtors are having a hard time because they can't compete with foreign investors that are coming in and buying up properties for cash and over asking price. And, you know, like when I've been looking into this, you know, the properties aren't even staying on the market that long. I mean, if you're lucky, you hear about a property before it's listed. But as a realtor, ones that I know are really struggling because there's a company called BlackRock. And they basically are a government sell, and they are buying up farmland and real estate because they know where it's going to be hot and, you know, where it's going to be moving and escalating and going up and appreciating in price. So, you know, like, for example, when Bing Crosby came down here to San Diego and bought up big swaths of land, I mean, thousands of acres in Rancho Santa Fe, at the time, back in the 1940s, 1950s, it wasn't a very, you know, big place. It wasn't even like everyone wanted to live in California up by Los Angeles or Santa Barbara. It wasn't that popular to be investing in property down here. And so he and Lawrence Welk in particular, even Jimmy Buffett bought up land down here. And, you know, Jimmy Buffett, 5 o'clock somewhere, that guy. And so a lot of them bought trailer parks because, you know, those are very lucrative money operations where you have people pay you to basically park their RV on or trailer on your land. So when Bing Crosby was coming down here buying up land, I don't think he realized, you know, how it was going to escalate and how, like, places like Rancho Santa Fe are pretty much untouchable for most people. I mean, you have little shacks built in the 1950s that go for multi-million dollars down this way. So this has become a very hard to get into real estate-wise area, unless you buy brand new construction and you know, you're willing to have a townhouse instead of a standalone house. But for realtors, you think by the time you spend putting into getting business, you know, this would be much more lucrative, okay, than, I mean, I know what I'm talking about. So, you know, just think about it, and that's all I'm going to say about that. I wanted to change the subject to the inspired escape getaway. That is to help the fund for the Rawhide Ranch Scholarship Fund. You know, I can see on my website that that donations are being made, but they're being made directly to the ranch. And sometimes it shows a person's name, and sometimes it just shows like an email. So I had said way back in the beginning of this that I wanted to have everyone who donated to the scholarship fund be part of this inspired escape getaway drawing for the 2 days up at the bed and breakfast in Cambria, California, which is near the Hearst Castle in San Simeon, which is near, it's above Santa Barbara and below San Francisco. It's in the wine region up there. And the Fess Parker Winery is there, and Firestone Winery, and a bunch of other ones. You know, I think it's a very beautiful place, especially for nature enthusiasts. It has a lot of, like, you know, whale watching and sea lions and porpoises and all that stuff. But it also has a lot of small towns and art galleries and very peaceful, beautiful beaches. This particular B&B, the Fogcatcher Inn, is situated right on Moonstone Beach, and you know, you can literally walk across like this small, you know, tarmac and get down to the beach. And people who are into collecting sea glass, it's known for having beautiful moonstones, they call them, and sea glass. And it's rocky and stony, but versus, you know, white beaches like you have down here in San Diego, but it's still very special. And the Hearst Castle is unusual because of the antique collection that's there and its history of being basically established during the heyday of Hollywood when the movie industry was first getting going and motion picture industry. And William Randolph Hearst was a newspaper mogul, and he left the property to the state of California because his family couldn't afford to pay the taxes on it because of the taxation being what it is in California, which is kind of sad when you think about it. Something he spent his life building, and you know, you took pieces from Europe, whole buildings, and disassembled them in Europe, packed them up, brought them over by ship to America, to San Simeon, California, reassembled them and made this castle, which is very unusual. It has like a lot of little casitas, basically, and then the main castle. And it has exotic animals and, you know, it's really something. And so I really feel good about the Fogcatcher offering to be a sponsor, but they offered this years ago to me. And it was for a wedding show that I did at the Doubletree. And I did it as a volunteer, organized it with other people involved, a other businesses involved because so many people were struggling during the 2008-2012, and you know, it was done as a way to get people to come to the event. Anyway, as I said, you know, they were kind and they gave the, because I knew I had been a customer in the past, and so they gave the 2 day gift certificate for the bed and breakfast on the ocean as a nice way to promote their small inn. But I wasn't able to talk about it much because I got it last minute because the person who offered it to me became ill and was in the hospital, or you know, I think he was taking care of a sick friend. I forget how it went down, but it delayed me being able to announce it, and so I wasn't able to really capitalize on it. And then with the lockdown here in California, repeatedly, it delayed me doing anything with it. So I'm doing this now, hoping that it'll do some good and it'll help the scholarship fund. My plan was to give, you know, like 97% of whoever is brought in to the scholarship fund. But, you know, I would like to get more participants because I can't draw your name and announce you as the winner if I don't know who you are. So I can't say, oh, we have a winner and it's, you know, 123@yahoo.com. You know, I mean, I need more than that to go on. So I guess the way to do it is to say that if you want to be included, you got to join the newsletter on the community site of Laura Bella, blog.Laura Bella. But, you know, I don't want to tell people what to do, but, you know, I had hoped to do a live video on September 11th, pulling the name out of the bucket. So right now, I don't know how that's going to go down because when I look at the people who are participating in the fundraiser to help the Rawhide Ranch, it indicates to me that they're donating directly offline. So I don't know who they are. So any suggestions for that would be appreciated. All right, we're almost out of time. I want to say that, you know, obviously, if you want to have your own radio show, I'd be happy to help you get that going. It's not normally a problem. It was a problem for me because I was under cyber attack, but also because they prefer that you use Firefox browser for using the features, which, you know, Direct Connect and being able not to have fancy equipment. I wasn't planning on being a radio show personality, and so it doesn't matter to me to have some big mic stuck in my face or even headphones on. If you recall, if you watched listened to my last episodes, my colleague Rembrandt, first he chewed up the earpieces and the wires on my headset, so I got another one. Then he chewed up the microphone. So I know they weren't even in proximity to him. They were up on the desk, and I don't know why he went after them, but that's what happened. And so then I looked at other equipment, and basically it comes down to how much do you want to invest in a system for doing a show. I mean, there's all kinds of choices out there. You can do a Zoom call, or, you know, you can do this, or you can do a YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. I have stuff up there at Lori and Company in Circle Us, and also at Lori Parish. But it all comes down to that if you don't have any, if you've been deplatformed and lost your following, which I had, you know, tens of thousands at one time, it's very hard to get your show seen and watched and talked about, and hey, you should listen to this. So one of the decisions I made was, since I am not under a non-disclosure and I don't work for anyone, is that I would promote other shows, other people, other companies, other businesses, other entrepreneurs, because a lot of people are really struggling right now. I'm not struggling. I'm just, you know, I'm okay. But there are a lot of people that, you know, might be losing their home if they don't get a job. As I mentioned in the past episode, a lot of the National Guard, a lot of the enlisted military are being fired because they refuse to get the jab, the COVID vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's experimental gene therapy that was not tested properly. And there's a couple of batches that got in because Biden is incompetent and harassed his too. So, you know, we've got to find ways to get other ways of supporting ourselves. And this is one way where you can start your own business for very little overhead and investment. And then it's not doing anything. You're just doing what you're doing, but you're just changing where you buy it. And for me personally, I'm not doing the, impulse buying that I used to do when I would be out and about, like, oh, I get that. I plan things better now with using the shopping cart and putting in products as I think about them. Oh, yeah, I need that. Oh, I need this. So, you know, I think you'll like it. And if you want to know more, it's encircle us at clubmember.org. To send me an email. And it takes 10, 15 minutes to look at the overview. Then I just enroll you. And if you don't like it, you can always stop being a customer later. But there's a lot of reasons to like it. All right, I'm going to say so long, and I'm going to hope to see you stop by again in the future, and you have some ideas for how we can make these events, the 9/11 annual event, really nice, and how to go about it to get young people. I hope that you can call in with your suggestions on the next show. All right. Let's be bold, let's be brave, and let's all be free.